My name is Rahab Ahmed. I'm 43 years old. I come from Egypt in 2001 on a spousal visa. Usually when I talk about myself as if I'm split to two persons, before and after, and usually it is before coming to Australia and after I came to Australia, immigrated to Australia. So when I was young, as a family, education was number one. We were very privileged, myself and my siblings, to go to French school in Egypt. We were very good kids, me and my siblings. We went through the education very smoothly. And then I graduated, went to Faculty of Archaeology. And I studied Egyptology for 4 years. So I am Egyptologist. And after this, I started working in different areas. By age of 24, 25, I got my friend and she was trying to match me with someone living in Australia. He's Egyptian. Same background, and I was so happy that I will travel. I love traveling. I was very confident girl, young, educated, proud of myself, but not in a snobby way. But I was very challenging and I can do anything I want. Very positive. I came to Australia here. Everything went in my marriage smoothly, like the arrangement. He came to Egypt, I got married. And then when I came here, I thought of a life that It never happened. I thought that I will live like a different life, like happy, have kids, have a family, and living with someone from my same culture background in a very first world country. So I will have everything I expected. But apparently it was just a young lady dream that it never happened. I came here, I found that I was very isolated. I actually went through all the five or now seven aspects of domestic violence. Financial, sexually, emotionally, verbally abuse. Unfortunately, I was pregnant. I don't know, fortunately or unfortunately, I was pregnant with my daughter. And for us, we come from a family that I think till the, if you go up to the third generation, there is no divorce. I never saw anyone in my family got divorced. So I had to make it up. I had to manage my life with my daughter. Then I got my son. And all this, I was hoping that life will go, move on. He will reform. He will be a better person. But this all didn't happen. And I was actually having my third daughter. It was unexpected pregnancy. And I was thinking of just abortion. And this against my faith, but I was deeply thinking of it because when I was pregnant with my third, I wanted to end the marriage, but I couldn't tell him this. He was threatening me all the time that was like killing me or just doing, take the kids from me or saying for me. I was very, very, very naive. Back then, I didn't know my rights because I wasn't allowed to pick up the phone, call Centrelink or call any authority to just to ask about any few things or small things. He wouldn't allow me. We didn't have joint accounts and anything. So I reached the point that actually I didn't know my rights. So when he was threatening me that he will take the kids and send me off to Egypt, I believed him. But apparently that time I already had the citizenship and my kids, they, all of them were born here. But I believed him. The problem, I think, is not only in the Muslim or Egyptian community. In any community, the man will go as double standard. If he's a perpetrator, definitely he has a different face. No one will believe you. When you go out in the community, they see the man, usually the nice, kind person, that no one will believe that all the deeds he's doing and his acts. But he has family here, but they were not supportive. They were telling me, you have kids and just be quiet and just raise the kids and that's it. So, and I didn't tell my family anything because they are 1,000 miles away. It's not easy for them to know that I'm suffering here by myself. And again, we go back to the social life, he was isolating me. I didn't have any support networks. After I felt like it's not me, and I was very disappointed because my mom came for a visit, and when she saw me, she said, "You are not the same Rahab as we know you. Your head was always up. What's going on?" And I didn't tell her anything about my problems, but it actually physically it was showing. I can't hide it anymore. My GP as well has a big role in my story because he picked up straight away that I have a lot of signs of domestic violence, and he wanted to help me by send the case notes to a social worker and ask for help by referral to any agency, but I refused completely because he told me that he will know, the social worker will call him, and I was very scared. I was trying to not escape, but escape of this life for about 4 years after I make the decision. And I was begging him to send me to Egypt, my home country. And he did, after struggle, a year or so, to just sign the kid's passport. And just, I wanted to go and see my family and make a decision. So when I went there, my brother called him and he said, she's not coming back. He said, that's fine. Let her there with the kids. And it was a big relief. I couldn't imagine that he accepted the idea, but apparently I found out later that he accepted because he is in a relationship with my best friend. I couldn't find work, and my kids, they were struggling there because they call Australia home. It was my second big decision in my life to come back here for my kids' sake and as well for the better future for them. So we came here again. I stood up on my feet, and this was 2012. And it was everything. It's come like I believe in the right time as well. With my ex, I don't feel any hate towards him or love. You know, when you can't see, it's someone invisible for me, like air. We can't live without it because it is a period of my life, but actually we can't see it or feel it. So the same with my ex. And I believe that everything happens for a reason. So this made me stronger, made me a good single mom, a very strong single mom to bring up 3 kids in different culture. My 2 daughters, they are wearing the hijab and they are proud of it. They are proud Muslims in the community. If I tell you the relation between me and the kids, it's I know every mother, they loves her kids to death. But for me, with my kids, it's, I feel like we struggled a lot, made us stronger. As well, I always like to not to feel like a victim. So it is important, but don't make me feel that you are the victim. You are the hero. You did something that you couldn't imagine to do it, and he is actually the victim. He will stay wherever you left him, in the same spot. After 10, 20, 30 years, he will be the same person if he doesn't seek any help from doctors, from psychologists, from whatever. But for you are a hero. So I don't like telling my story. I don't usually go in depth and details. It was nearly 10 years of my life, but I just concluded and always highlight the good thing for people to catch. But I don't want to hear to come and cry and see, you know, that no one's business to tell them how he dealt with me. No one's business what it will impact on them. If I say he did and did nothing. But the good thing, what is your good outcome? What is your message to the women? That you should love yourself better. This is not the right life. You deserve better. There is always hope. And get out of this.